What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here. You're listening to another quick tip episode here on the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. Question for you. Do you have a morning routine? You know, I'm not talking, well, maybe it is. I'm talking like maybe you have this whole regimented thing like that takes you an hour and you go from, you know, meditation to journaling to reading to what have you. Maybe it's just one thing. Well, I like routine. I'm a pretty regimented person, and the routine really helps me. And I had a pretty good routine up until my daughter was born. So up until last December, I had a pretty good routine. And it's kind of funny. So the routine for me, it was pretty simple. It involved meditation and doing some reading while drinking some coffee. And I loved it. And it was just how I started my day. And if I didn't do any of that in the morning, then it really threw me off. I also played around with doing some work, getting some work done right off the bat, you know, jumping in, opening laptop up. So for me, I wake up. The first thing I do is take a shower, regardless of whether I'm going to work out or whatever I'm doing. It just helps me wake up. And so then I would normally go into my routine. And I also played around with having a laptop ready to jump into to tackle something. And it didn't work out super well because my brain wasn't quite working yet. It wasn't going yet. And it's kind of ironic because I've been meditating for a few years and it was always just like 10 to 15 minutes, nothing long. My brain is not shut off. It's it just jumps from thing to thing to thing. And even more so why I need to meditate, right? But I had been given James Wedmore, my buddy James gave me this meditation. It was a 45 minute meditation. And he was like, listen to this for a week. It's amazing. And I was like, 45 minutes? Are you kidding me? I can't sit for 45 minutes. I can't meditate for 45 minutes. And I did it. I remember doing this. And I was like, holy cow. This is what everyone's talking about. How you feel after meditating. Right? Of course, it's different for everyone. But it was amazing. Like, I felt awesome after doing it. And like I say, ironically, because I had learned it and I'd gotten it right. It was like the end of November, right before my daughter was born. And so as soon as she was born, my morning routine went out the window. And then, I'm like learning to be a dad and while also running a business. And I've talked about that here on the podcast. And so I'm not going to get into that now, but I want to just kind of share with you sort of the evolution of something that's been a game changer for me in the morning. And also what leads up to that, which I'll explain here in just a second. And this is going to sound so obvious, right? And this is going to be nothing new. This is not earth-shattering or groundbreaking productivity, but this was something I didn't think would really move the needle, and it really has. And so what that is getting up 15 minutes earlier than you normally do. Okay. And hopefully now I can speak to it from a parent's perspective with a little baby, because the mornings are crazy. But so what happened was I've gotten up 15 minutes earlier than I normally do. And that is earlier than Maya wakes up. And so I'm an early riser. I'm a morning person. I love getting up early. And so what I've decided to do was test this out. Get up 15 minutes earlier, and I would jump right into my laptop. Granted, I'd take a shower first, right? I'd wake up, but I'd spend 15 minutes on the most important task that I had to do that day. Something that was going to be moving the business forward. That doesn't mean like I'm going to finish it necessarily, but I would spend 15 to 20 minutes on whatever that was. You know, maybe it's writing copy. Maybe it's writing an episode for the podcast here. Maybe it is putting webinar slides together, what have you. Something that is going to be critical to the growth of your business, right? That is going to move the business forward, move the needle in your business. And I'm spending that time on it right off the bat. 15 minutes, 20 minutes tops, just working on it. Maybe sometimes I finish it. Other times, you know, I make good progress on it. That was a transition for me because, like I said earlier, I tried that in the past and I was like, man, I'm not really awake. I don't love jumping right into the laptop. And what I found was, for me, I was like, all right, I do my 15 to 20 minutes. And then Maya would wake up and I would go into my morning routine with her, and I'd spend the morning with her before beginning, you know, my work stuff. But at least at that point, I'd gotten something done and I felt productive already. I'd already won the day at that point. You know, winning the day is a term that my buddy Craig Ballantyne, who has been on the show, and I'm going to have him back on the show to talk about his new book, The Perfect Week Formula. But, you know, this is something that has been a game changer for me. Just spending that 15 minutes before getting up 15 minutes sooner to spend on, you know, working on a super important, a critical task, if you will, project in the business. Now, what's really helped me too, and this is frankly something I'm working on, is in order to make this really work for you, you've got to plan the night before. So as you wrap up your day, the previous night, as you're wrapping up your day, you have to be really clear on what you want to accomplish the next day, right? What are your top three things that you want to accomplish the next day? And whatever it is that you're going to work on in the early morning there, then get that ready, get that on your screen so that when you open up your laptop, it's right there, that you don't have to spend time, you know, going to different files or, you know, whatever, researching or whatever it is, it's right there. Even if it's just a couple bullet points on your screen to get you going. This has been really super helpful for me. And again, this has been a transition, but it just sets me up for a super productive day. Because let's just say I get nothing else done that day, which, you know, generally does not happen. But if that's the case, if I just get that done, hey, I spent a solid 15 to 20 minutes working on, you know, a critical business moving forward project or task that morning. Think about that. 15 minutes a day adds up. That is a couple hours a week, right? And over a year's time, you could write a book in that time. If you wrote, you know, a certain number of words in those 15 to 20 minutes, that stuff adds up. You know, it's the whole concept of the compound effect. So spending that time working on your most critical thing that's going to move the business forward, you're getting it done. Now, I also understand that you might be listening to this and be like, look, Rick, I'm not a morning person, so I am not going to do this. Totally cool, right? The key here is to set aside time that as soon as you are feeling productive, like your magic time during the day, when are you most productive and feeling good, tackling that thing, whatever that first thing is, the most important thing, even if it's for 15 to 20 minutes. You're going to feel so much more productive that day. And again, everyone has their own version of this. I want to share with you something that's really worked for me and something that's very recent for me. I just started doing this. I'm recording this in late November. And I just started doing it in like October, just a couple months ago, because it's taken me that long this year to start to get back into any kind of semblance of a routine in the morning, you know, that now that my daughter's almost a year old. And so getting up 15 minutes earlier, tackling, working on the most important thing of the day, what's going to move the business forward, preparing the night before. And then I still read and meditate for a few minutes. It's not as long as I did before, but I'm still getting that in the morning, like while Maya's, you know, feeding or whatever. And so I've just added this extra element that's worked out really well for me. And it just sets me up for a great day. So give this a try. Let me know. I'd love to hear your feedback. Rick, I completely disagree with you. I hate this idea. Awesome. Let me know. DM me on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. Or if this is something that you try and it works, let me know that too. I'd love to hear your feedback. Hey, before we go, if you're an online expert, in other words, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you are an online educator, you're a consultant, etc., and you've already achieved a certain level of success in your online business, but you're now spinning your wheels to get to the next level, you're feeling stuck, whether that is to break through six figures, break through multiple six figures, even seven figures. Well, what you need is a cohesive growth strategy that's accompanied with coaching, community, support, and accountability in taking your online expert business to the next level. I'm now taking applications for my next 6-month Accelerator Mastermind, which runs from January 2020 to June 2020. And if you're looking, if you're ready for that coaching, community, support, and accountability, then my mastermind may be for you. This is application only, and it is designed to get you unstuck, to help take your business to the next level, whatever that next level is for you. But with that said, you already need to be doing some revenue in your business. Okay. So this is application only. If you'd like to fill out an application and then from the application, schedule your free strategy session to find out if you are a fit for my Accelerator Mastermind, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, I hope today's quick tip was super helpful for you. Again, let me know how it goes. DM me at Rick Mulready on Instagram. Tell me I'm off my rocker. Tell me how crazy I am. Tell me that you love this, that it's changed your life, whatever you want to do. Let me know. I want to hear your feedback. Shoot me a DM. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Super appreciate you. And I'll see you right back here for the next episode here of the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree, heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.